And a warm welcome to Jack's Own Live, coming to you from Dens Park, Dundee, ahead of a very critical game between the home side and the Jags tonight. Can the Jags overcome the team currently at the bottom of the table and take a significant climb up that Premiership table tonight? Well, after the disappointment of Saturday, which was so good for 94 minutes and so disappointing what happened after that, well, Thistle give the same again order for the boys to go out and try and get the 3 points. Ryan Scully in goal, back three of Danny Devine, Adam Barton and Liam Lindsay, glad to say fit again. On the midfield five, the wing-backs are Christy Elliott and Callum Booth. Sean Welsh, Ryan Edwards and Abdul Osman make up the midfield. Chris Doolan and Adi Aziz up front. Only one change to the bench. It's a good one. Chris Erskine, fit enough for a place in the bench. He takes James Penrice's spot, joining up with Stuckman, Amu, Wilson, McDade, Syme and Gordon. Special guest tonight is Stuart Bannigan once again. Stuart, interesting to see and get the thoughts of the manager after Saturday. So much good in for 94 minutes, wasn't there?
Yeah. You know, up from up in the stand, you could see that the shape worked really well. You know, I was a wee bit worried about how we were going to get Michael. And, you know, it worked well. We were up in every second ball. You know, we dominated a lot of the ball. We didn't give them many chances. And it just got to that last sort of 10-15 minutes where we sort of dropped deep again and you could maybe see the goal coming. But the shape was looking really great on Saturday.
I think if there was one, I wouldn't even hasten to use the word criticism, but there was one slight thing about it is we probably didn't get enough shots on goal. And Scott Fox, some of the build-up play terrific, just need to turn that into positive clear-cut chances.
Yeah, I was speaking to Scott actually after the game on Saturday night there, and he was saying he didn't really have a save to make, which was, you know, I thought at the time that, you know, we weren't getting many clear-cut chances through in goal or testing Scott enough. But the play up to there was pretty good. If we can add, you know, a lot of clear-cut chances, then I think we'll do very well tonight.
The one thing we don't have, though, is the element of surprise. I think we caught Ross County out a bit. I don't think they expected that formation. Dundee will be well prepared for that.
Yeah. I think Paul Hartley was at the game as well the weekend there, so he'll know how to try and set up against us. I think, you know, what Ross County done at half-time, you know, they just changed it, and they went sort of man-to-man against us to stop us. And I'm not sure Dundee will do that tonight, but they won't be caught surprise.
Adam Martin came in to play that sort of sweeper role. First time we've had a chance to see him. He looked absolutely terrific in that role, didn't he?
Yeah, he was great. You know, I think it will suit him perfectly with the spare man at the back. Be able to, you know, sweeper everything up, and on the ball he was very calm. You know, a couple of great moments dribbling by the strikers and playing some of the crisp passes into midfield on the half turn. I think the first half it was quite a lot of Ryan Edwards getting in spaces. And, you know, playing these sharp balls, quick balls, can just take out the full opposition midfield. And you know, he was fantastic. You know, probably one of our better players on the day.
Yeah, let's rewind a year. Thistle were coming up towards the end of the first phase of fixtures. Wasn't going particularly well. We came up against Dundee United at Firhill on that particular day, and that shaped a season. 12 months later, playing another Dundee team, this time in their own backyard. This game could shape a season, couldn't it?
Did somebody score that day, Michael?
No.
One of my few goals, I think it was. No, I know.
It was a fluke.
Yeah. It's sort of similar, isn't it? You know, 9-10 games into last season, we hadn't really won a game. We've only won the first game of the season, but it seems like a long time ago. And that sparked us onto a great run. I think we won sort of four of the next six games after that, and it got us right back into the pack. This is such a crucial game. You know, we need to be right on top of Dundee and ready to take them down tonight.
And I think what might just play into our hands, it's away from home for us. There's a lot of pressure on them, and there could be a lot of nerves, and the crowd may very well play an important part from their perspective. If it's not going well for them, they could get on their backs.
Yeah, I seen a few of the interviews for the boys before the game there, and they were saying, listen, if we get on top of them the first 10-15 minutes, you could see this crowd go, because, you know, Dundee are in a worse position than us. They're below us. They've not had a great season, and if they start sloppy, then the fans could definitely get on their back. But I think it's been the past couple of years as well, we've actually probably performed better away from home than home. It's such a strange thing. So maybe playing away from home will take a wee bit of pressure off us, and we'll go and express ourselves tonight.
Absolutely. Both sides have not exactly found it easy to score goals, and the strikers certainly haven't managed to find the net an awful lot for either team. I suppose that means that the midfield, from a defensive point of view, really need to be watched.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Dundee have obviously lost their two top target men up front, you know, and Kane Hemmings and Greg Stewart. They provided probably 60-70% of their goals for the full season, and they scored a lot of goals last year, so they're a big miss for them. And ourselves, obviously Chris and Addy haven't quite scored in the league yet, so if you're looking at it like that, then you obviously need to watch for the midfield runners and where all the other goals to Dundee are coming from.
Yeah, and just going back to the defence again, Devine, Barton, Lindsay, Liam's absence or having to go off, I think, was very, very significant. Glad to see him fit and strong and ready to battle today.
It was a sore head he had, yeah. Michael.
I know all about it.
I said to him, like, you better be really bad to Liam and I'm going to give you a slagging, and he said I'm okay. So no, it's one of the things, listen, you need to take precaution now, don't you, with the sort of head knocks, you know, he gets taken off, which is fair enough, but I think that maybe caused a wee bit of confusion in the back line, because it was looking solid. The Ross County didn't have nothing at all, and maybe Ziggy playing the left hand side as well, a wee bit, maybe caused a bit of confusion in the back line. So yeah, great to have Big Liam back in the night, and he's perfect and ready to play.
Absolutely, and I think the fact that they've got the additional defender just seemed to take a bit of the weight off the shoulders of Danny and Liam. They both looked a lot more comfortable having that little security blanket there.
Absolutely, I think two of them looked great. You know, probably their two best games of the season, I think. Danny was fantastic, and Danny's got great ability on the ball, and with the spare man there, he can go and get involved sort of in the middle of the pitch and get the passes going. Liam was strong as ever. He's great in the air, and he does all the aerial work for the team. So the back three works really well, Michael.
Yeah, let's take a look at the Dundee side then. It's Scott Bain, Kevin Holt, Darren O'Day, Tom Hatley, Rory Loy, Danny Williams, Paul McGowan, Cammy Kerr, Craig Whiten, Marcus Haber, Kevin Gomez. Their subs, David Mitchell, James Vincent, Michael Duffy, Julian Ekstabergeren, Nick Ross, Jordi him, and Kostadin Gadzilov. The one name we don't know much about is Marcus Haber. Stuart, anything you can enlighten us about him, or anything you're aware of?
Unfortunately not, Michael. I just obviously found out he'd signed, was it yesterday or yep. the day before?
Yep.
So he'll be looking to get off to a great start to his Dundee career. And the thing about us, we don't know much about him, we don't know how he plays, so we'll be testing for the backline.
Absolutely. We caught up with manager Alan Archibald just about half an hour or so ago to get his thoughts on the game, and here's what he had to say. For the way they played.
Yeah, overall the performance was great for 90 minutes. I thought we'd done a lot of good things in the game, and we stuck with similar personnel. As I said, I was more than happy with them for the 90 minutes, other than that injury time when we were paid back and obviously we lost a poor goal.
It's going to be a nervy affair tonight, I don't think there's any doubt about that. Both teams have got a lot at stake in this one. How do we overcome match day nerves?
Use the fact that we're away from home. There's more pressure on Dundee tonight just because they're in front of their own fans. They're still, for us, there's more at stake in the game, I feel, as there always is, or there should be for the 3 points, but can we use that and start well and put pressure on the home side? Because I think everybody's different. They play at home, there's an expectation for everybody when they're at home, even ourselves, so we've got to use that and make sure we start the game well. Don't let them start on top, because that way their fans will back them. We need to try and get them turning against them. And if we can start well, similar to what we did on Saturday, I'll be more than happy.
Well, a year ago we played a Dundee side in a game that meant so much, that can shape a season, and here we are 12 months later doing exactly the same, as you say, though, this time away from home.
Yeah, that's it. We've had a lot of close encounters, we've had a lot of good performances, and lost late goals to them. Hopefully that's not the case tonight. Thankfully a couple of the players have moved on, but they've replaced them with other players as well. But we know what we need to do. We need to do our jobs properly tonight. We've got guys on the bench who can come and help us do that as well.
And you've talked about on the bench Chris Erskine back and available again, and what an asset he is to have at your disposal as a means of a replacement at any point.
Yeah, he's not really trained since last Saturday. I think he's had one training session since the day he got injured. So we just feel he's got such a big impact. It was important we got him on the bench tonight. The physio doesn't think we're going to do any more damage to him, so hopefully we'll get something out of him. He wasn't quite ready to start, but fingers crossed he can come off and help us.
You did say that the likelihood is you'd have to go for a wee scan. Has that been done, and is the result fairly positive?
Yeah, he got the scan and just a bit of bone bruising. And with bone bruising, it's a bit frustrating. It can just be as long as a piece of string, really. So it's just about managing him. He'll have a couple of, if he goes to strike the ball, he'll get a wee bit of pain, but it'll go away. So nothing long-term damage there. So hopefully, if we do need to use Chris when he's called upon, we don't do any more damage to him.
I know we'll look to have a very similar shape to the game on Saturday tonight, and I suspect that will be just as much about nullifying what Dundee have to offer as much as trying to get our midfield to front players into the game as much as possible.
Yeah, definitely. That's one criticism. We could probably get more service to our front men and get them more in the game. And it'll be different tonight because Dundee will know what's coming. They'll expect us to maybe play that shape they're doing at our game Saturday. So they'll change their team accordingly. I think they have done. They made a few changes. They've got an attack line up, and we just need to adapt to whatever they put out.
Let's wish you well for tonight.
Thank you.
There, manager Alan Archibald giving us his thoughts just, let's say, about an hour ago ahead of tonight's game. And sure, he's touched on a whole host of points that are going to be important. One he didn't was the fullbacks, or the wingbacks as we call them. I've no doubt they are the most crucial part of a back three or a 3-5-2. And I think the both boys did very well last week.
Yeah,
I'm just going to say they would just like to get a better final ball into the box if possible.
That's what I was just about to say, Michael. I think they've been getting great positions, and it's just that final ball, the cutback or the chip to the back post. You've seen that a couple of weeks prior when we weren't playing a 3-5-2, but just a normal 4-2-3-1, in Booth at Ibrox, three or four times had the ball ready to cross in, and it was just a final ball that's lacking. But the two of them will give you great energy. And it's a great out ball for the midfield, that they know they've always got somebody right out hugging that touchline.
And you touched earlier on the fact that they have a massive with three central midfielders to find a bit of space. Ryan Edwards was terrific at it. I thought all three of them, to be fair, played extremely well. But it's going to be key again that they manage to get some space and keep the ball moving as quickly as possible.
Yeah, it's really hard for the opposition winger to know who to pick up when Ryan was getting in that pocket of space sort of on the right side of midfield. The winger doesn't know whether to go with Ryan or stay with the wing back. So that gives you two options. You know, if he stays in between, you can pass it quickly in either. And Ryan was picking up great positions. Obviously, in the second half, they matched it, so it was a wee bit harder to get in that space. But in the first half, Ryan was definitely the one that was getting in that space and picking up the ball in great areas.
And again, the contrast between the two strikers. Yep, they haven't scored goals yet, but you do get the impression they've only played, I think it's maybe 1.5 games as a partnership together. That's going to develop in time because they do contrast each other so well, don't they?
Yeah, they played one game together, one full game near enough together. You can't judge them on that. Addy's get the pace, we all know, and Dills get the finishing. So on paper, it should work well. Hopefully tonight they click, and you know they both get a goal and get them running in the league.
Absolutely. So as we said, Dundee at home, so much is going to have to be sort of quieting the crowd down, but that's going to be about starting positively. And if you remember a couple of years back, we had a game here, first away game of the season, and for 45 minutes absolutely played them off the park. Gary Fraser scored a lovely goal, and that's the kind of start that we've got to make to the game tonight, I think.
I'm really glad you didn't mention the sitter I missed after Gary Fraser scored that goal.
Forgot all about it.
A back post header, which is, I still get nightmares about. It's had to be 2-2 in the season, Michael.
Yep.
No, I remember that game well. Started really, really positive. A lot of chances down sort of the left-hand side with Higgy in that plane as well. So we just need to do what we've been doing. We've actually been starting games pretty well. So it's just keep doing that. But it's obviously the last 10-15 minutes of the game where we've been a wee bit shaky. So I'd just say same again. Start right on the top foot, and make sure we press them and we're up in the second balls at all times.
Absolutely. Well, we caught up with Abdul Osman to get his verdict on things, or his view on things, and here's what Abdul had to tell us ahead of this game.
Abdul, everybody ready for this crucial game tonight? I think everybody knows fine well the importance of this one.
Yes, a massive one, especially after Saturday's disappointment. It's going to be a massive game for us tonight, and hopefully we can go out there and play the same as we did, but hopefully score more goals.
And obviously cut out the mistake, but I have to say that the unit, the setup, everything about Saturday for 94 of the 98 minutes was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was good. The gaffer was happy. We were happy as players. But it's just, you know, obviously the last couple of games we've lost two late goals, so put us under pressure. It was something we thought we have to hold on to. Probably shouldn't have. Should have probably just played higher up the pitch to stop it. But it didn't happen that way. But I'm sure when we start getting results, that will just cancel out.
Absolutely. From a midfielder's point of view, the change in formation just seemed to give a little spark to the three in the middle. I thought it was good energy, good play. I thought it all linked up very well together.
Yeah, it worked well, the formation. We only worked on it probably twice that week. And playing it on Saturday, I thought we'd done really well. We combined very well. We found spaces. And I think if we keep working on that in training, I think it's a formation that can help us going forward. But we can still go back to our 4-2-3-1, which is I think is our best formation. But yeah, it worked well for us on Saturday, and hopefully if we play again, it can work again.
I know that the defence have had the odd moments of struggles, the strikers perhaps not scoring enough goals, but the midfield has been the one area that's been a constant, and I think all you guys in the middle must be pleased with the level of performance so far.
Yeah, well, collectively, I think we've been doing all right. It's just silly little mistakes, you know what I mean? And once we start scoring, I think everything will change. There's no panic at all. I'm quite confident in what we're trying to do. And I think it'll click sooner than later. We just got to keep working hard and trying different things.
Absolutely. Both sets of strikers, our own, haven't yet found a league goal. Dundee not exactly finding it easy to score from the strikers. So that suggests that the midfielders, in terms of getting forward, supporting strikers, are going to be very important tonight.
Yeah, massively. It's going to be the area of the pitch in midfield. I think the game can be won. It's only a matter of time. I think our strikers will score. They're proven, especially those who's proven scoring goals. And Ade just needs that one, and then when he gets that one, I think he'll get more goals. So we just got to keep going and keeping our heads up, and I think it'll change.
Almost a year ago, we had a must-win game, but we had a game against Dundee United that helped shape our season, and here we are, a year later, playing against another Dundee side in no doubt a game that could certainly shape a season.
Yeah, massively. It's a game if we win tonight, I think we'll probably push up three or four places. So it's a big incentive for us. We're going to go there. We've been there before. We've played very well there. And it's going to be a massive game. So we've just got to stay concentrated and keep working on.
Enjoy the game tonight and all the very best.
Cheers, thanks.
Yep, that's the thoughts of Abdul Osman. And Stuart, we touched on the squad. An addition to the squad tonight, Chris Erskine. The manager obviously feels he's not enough training under his belt the last week or so, but what a player to have at your disposal.
Yeah, I was speaking to Chris last week quite a lot with him being injured as well with me. He gives every day such a big lift because, you know, at any moment he can do something magical. I think he's still feeling his knee a wee bit, striking the ball and certain movements, but I think he's too good to leave out. And even if we get 10, 15 minutes from him and he produces that one moment for us, it'll all be worth it.
Where best suits him in this 3-5-2 formation?
I think probably one of the two up front, I think, Michael. He's clever enough to do all these movements, and he's good enough with his back to goal as well. So I think the two, obviously he can play the three if need be, but I don't think he's really suited to playing sort of a central midfield. I think he's further up the park would suit Chris a lot more.
And I suspect if he does play that role, he would be given the same kind of freedom that he's got when he plays in midfield, and you do suspect he could be a right handful to try and sort of match up against.
Yeah, Chris is the type of player, wherever he plays, you need to give him that freedom to go wherever he pleases. He's sort of an off-the-cuff sort of player. He moves about and he finds space where he can get it. So he will be important tonight. I'm pretty sure that the manager will bring him on at some point. I'd be very surprised if he didn't.
Sure, absolutely. Another thing I think that we could probably just touch up on is set pieces. I think a lot of corners, a lot of free kicks, and I think Saturday they were okay, but I think the manager would be looking for a little bit more quality, a little bit more craft in these ones.
Yeah, put James Penrice on, I think.
American football, yeah.
Yeah, get him on for 15, yeah. Get a few corners going. No, it was one point we had quite a lot of set pieces on Saturday if I remember correctly, a lot of free kicks, a lot of corners. You're just looking for that great delivery, but there wasn't many bad ones. It was just, they weren't putting with much pace, and with big Liam and Dan, and got quite a lot of height in there with Abdul and big Adam Barton as well. They're looking for that great delivery because we've got a lot more height than most teams in the league.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, there's sort of little small key areas that need to be worked on, but by and large, you still get the impression has played everyone bar Celtic after tonight. There are still a lot of teams in this league that aren't as good as us, and I'm not saying that because results make all the difference, but when you weigh up all the areas of the teams, we are better than quite a number of the teams. We have to now prove it.
Yeah, but listen, we're a good team. We know we are. It's these wee things that just aren't happening for us at the minute. If we win the night and we go up to 8th or 9th, then you consider that a not bad start of the season, and everything's forgotten about a bad run here. So a couple of wins and everything will be okay, but this is a crucial game tonight. We don't want to be sort of played everybody in the league and be bottom of the league after the first sort of round of games. So it'll be quite a mental challenge for us tonight to try and get over this hurdle and try and get that victory.
Yeah, and especially looking at the next run of fixtures, St Johnstone on Saturday, and then it starts against all the top teams again, and albeit we've got Aberdeen, Celtic and Rangers at home, none of them are going to be easy at all, and that's why every point against the teams around us absolutely vital.
That's it. That's the only disappointment. We've played all the teams about us and we've not picked up the 3 points. They've kept our home tough and taking a point from us, which is disappointing. So it just means, listen, these teams are beatable. The St Johnstone's, Aberdeen's, and we've proved it before that we can beat them. So obviously it's not a gimme, they're good teams, but it doesn't mean that we should be going out of the games thinking we're going to get beat.
Yeah, and of course we're doing it with five players missing tonight from the normal starters, if I can say that, and that again just proves that the squad is a whole lot bulkier in terms of numbers, and we can cope with that, but there would still be such a relief if we could get the likes of Cherney, the likes of Dumbaya. I know yourself's a wee bit more long term, but let's get all these guys back and let's see how far this team can go, because although it's underachieving at the moment, there's still a lot of scope for this team to achieve an awful lot.
Well, we're early days, Michael. We've got plenty of time. As you said, we do have key players out that usually play most weeks, but it's giving all the guys a chance. And I'm pretty sure when the guys come back to training, training's going to be super competitive, to try and get game time. Because a lot of players even in the bench that probably think they should be playing as well. So there's going to be a good squad of maybe more than 20 that could easily get a game on a Saturday.
Yeah, and given that most of this squad are signed up not just for this year but for next as well, and all those injured players that I mentioned, yourself included in that, should be back raring to go next year. My word.
I know, it's incredible really, the manager's done a great job getting everybody signed up, not just thought short term, thought long term there, but we need to do the job this season, Michael, and make sure we get ourselves away for these bottom positions.
Absolutely, so let's just turn back to tonight's game then and another quick look at Dundee. We've talked about how we want to try and silence the home fans. Is the way to do that by keeping the ball, or stopping them playing, or making them play deep in their own half? What's the best way to do that?
I think it's keeping the ball, Michael. If we keep the ball, obviously it's a fact that they can't get it. So we keep the ball, keep moving it about. We should have extra bodies in midfield, extra bodies out wide. If we keep the ball, they'll get frustrated, and gaps will appear. And obviously, an early goal would be vital.
Yeah, and I look at their squad, it's a mixture of youth and experience. They've got the young boy Craig White, who's actually got a pretty decent record against us, scored in that one-all game that I mentioned earlier on. But a lot of players, Paul McGowan, Rory Loy, Tom Hatley, of course, we tried to deal in at the start of the season, Darren O'Day, a lot of experience there too.
Yeah, I think most of their team have got great experience in there, Michael. The only thing they've lost is their attack threat. The guys that scored them two or three goals a game last year, that's the only thing they've lost. They've still got a solid midfield, solid defence. It's push over the night for us. We need to go out there and make sure that this game means more to us than them.
Absolutely. So, key battle tonight then?
I think most key battles are middle of the park. I think you win the game in there, and if you dominate the ball in there, and get the ball out wide and get it in the box and get good deliveries, I've got no doubt that we'll win this game tonight, Michael.
Absolutely. And just finally, I just want to touch on the development squad again. We've talked about the 20 players that could be threatening next season. Development team are now second in the league. I don't know how much you get to see of them, Stuart. I know you'll see a lot of them in training. A lot of these boys are getting nearer and nearer to being part of a potential first team squad. Credit to Scott McKenzie, credit to the style of play that the boys are playing. It's successful and it's catching eyes now,
yeah,
isn't it?
Scott McKenzie does a great job every year. He loses quite a lot of boys, and he recruits really well. I've seen a few games this year. I've seen the Celtic game, I've seen another couple at Fir Hill, and they're a fantastic team. They play some great stuff. You see one of the moves at Kilmarnock, I think it was, a couple of months ago, 40, 50 passes. It's great to see
59
passes, and they're not just doing that, they're doing it with results as well, and a few boys will be knocking the door in the coming years. There's a few great players there, a few standouts. I think I always wind them up a bit about Andy McCarthy. Is such a great talent. Him, obviously, you get Penn Rice, who's touched in the squad last year, a lot of boys in there that we're pushing in the coming years, but their job right now is to play well for the 20s and try and catch a manager's eye whenever they can.
Absolutely. Stuart, it's been a pleasure. Just any update on the injury? Are you just still progressing since last time you spoke?
Yeah, still progressing slowly, Michael. I think you'll start to see results in the coming months, a wee bit more clearer, but we're still early days.
Good stuff. I'll let you go. Enjoy the first half. We'll hopefully get a wee chat with you again at half-time. That's Stuart Bannigan joining us here on Jag Zone. Raymond joining us shortly. Before we do that, though, let's have a brief look back to Ross County on Saturday, the game at Fir Hill. Some highlights.